the Anti-Corruption, Unjust Enrichment, Institutional Consumer Protection Act of 2020. The primary purpose of this act is to chill unjust enrichment enjoyed by the State Department and state departmental entities distributing phone time and the prisoner store, and adequately protect institutional consumers from economic exploitation, inflated prices for less than adequate goods, portions, and services. The core of this issue is that all items on the store dating back to 1975 have been increased 1,000%, merely to unjustly enrich Keefe, Access Secure Pack, and the department without according the Michigan prisoner population a single benefit, board member incentive inter alia, meaning amongst other things literally. As examples, ramen noodles do not cost 35 cents a piece in any supermarket in America. Americans can purchase a box of 30 for less than $4, but the prisoner is paying over $10 for 30 soups with far fewer economic resources and employment opportunities distributed herein. All of the meats, tuna, and various other items that cost $1.19 or less cost $1.67 to $4.24 in reference to the tuna as a means of inflating prices to unjustly enrich department, Keefe, and Access Secure Pack while substantially abusing and exploiting the single buyer market without any consumer protections. It appears that the department liquidated the state menu of all substantial nutritional value to make the prisoner population dependent on the prisoner store for general upkeep through the force of coercion and the mere force of necessity. This condition did not become manifest overnight. The department has engaged in a carefully thought out detailed plan dating back to 2004 to liquidate food services of all forms of relief and decent meals over the last 16 consecutive years to command dependency on the prisoner store and Access Secure Package without legislative oversight, consumer protections, checks, or balances in the alien. At present, the prisoners and relatives are proceeding to be economically exploited and abused without end, which is facially unlawful and unconstitutional. Because prisoners are proceeding to pay taxes without a single representative in the state legislature or in Washington. This author is suggesting that the legislature adopt these six measures to adequately shield the exploitation and unjust enrichment and adequately protect consumer rights or accord us representatives in the Michigan state legislature or Washington regarding the issue of taxes or cease the taxation straight across the board. The six measures that this legislature should adopt are as follows. Compel the department through the force of legislative authority to scale back their inflated pricing scheme to cease the economic exploitation. Compel the department to redesign the statewide menu back to the way it was prior to 2004. Compel the department to explain precisely why the items on the store are worth three times the value towards a vulnerable, facially unprotected class of people. Compel the department to accord the single buyer market incentives, kickbacks, or discounts if they proceed to substantially abuse the market in any respect. Compel the department to relinquish substantial portions of its economic supremacy over the market and encourage open competition amongst other companies as opposed to allowing this illegal monopoly to exist in direct opposition of the Sherman Act and the Good Faith Covenant of Fair and Just Dealings, and adopt some of these measures to compel this state department to cease the unjust enrichment or go back to the drawing board and do it differently until they get caught again. States have always been opposed to all forms of lawful activities until it becomes too unacceptable to avoid. Unfortunately enough, that's just the sour grapes aspect of residing in the so-called free society amongst those who believe one can do whatever they like without consequences, which is never the case. Produced, manufactured, and created by Islamic Ali. I can be reached via JPay, formerly Antrell Vonnegut Brown, 367-927 at the E.C. Brooks concentration camp in Muskegon, Michigan.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.